This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Shitajanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shitajan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, the markets had a breather of sorts today, right after the manic Monday that we witnessed, where over 2,000-point cut was seen on the SENSEX. So how was the trading session today, if you could sum up for us, and what is the outlook now?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Indian markets closed with positive bias on Wednesday after Monday decline, giving some hopes to the bulls. In fact, Sensex rallied by more than 60 points, while Nifty 50 held on to 10,450. Now, if you look at the final tally as well, you know, Sensex rose 62 points to 35,697, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of just 7 points to end at 10,458. Now, Indian markets saw some bit of green on the screen, largely in line with global pairs after Bank of England joined other central banks in cutting interest rates by around about 50 basis points. Now, the Bank of England did not announce any new quantitative easing, but it did launch a new scheme to support lending to small businesses. That's what a Reuters report quoted. In fact, the cut raised hopes for more coordinated monetary and fiscal stimulus to counter the economic shock from the coronavirus outbreak. Now, that is something which actually led to some bit of risk on sentiment across the globe, and that's why we saw some rub-off effect in Indian markets as well. Now, sectorally, the rally was seen in energy, telecom, finance, capital goods, FMCG and banking stocks, while profit-taking was seen in oil and gas, realty, public sector and IT names. Now, the broader market did underperform as the mid-cap index fell 0.89%, while the small-cap index was down by 0.36%. Now, Indian markets sold off from highs, which might not spell actually good news for the bulls, but it held on to crucial support levels, which is definitely a positive sign. Now, these two it will track macro data around inflation and global cues, which are likely to dictate the trend for the markets in the near term. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Coal India, Bharti Infratel, Zee Entertainment and Yes Bank, while in terms of losers, BPCL, Tata Motors, Tata Steel and Gail India were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of sectors, if you could help us understand, Shitish, which were the sectors that helped pull the benchmark indices higher in today's trade, and also in terms of specific stocks, where was the maximum volume spike seen?
Right. Well, in terms of sectors, the action was seen in energy index, which was up 2.1%, followed by the telecom index, which gained 0.76%, and the capital goods index was up 0.38%. Now, on the losing front, realty index fell 2.03%, followed by the public sector index that was down 1.9%, and the oil and gas index was down by 1.89%. Now, volume spike was seen in stocks like Tata Steel, TCS, Biocon, PVR, Apollo Tyres, and Gail India. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Pidilite Industries, Sun TV, Petronet, LNG, Torrent Pharma, etc., while short buildup was seen in stocks like TCS, PVR, Mindtree, Infosys, and Chola Finance, among others. Now, at a time when Nifty closed flat and Sensex closed with marginal gains, more than 500 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low. That included names like Future Retail, Apollo Tyres, Gail India, Corporation Bank, Oil India, Tata Steel, among others.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of stocks that were in news today, let's start off with Yes Bank share prices, which zoomed over 36% after reports said that State Bank of India could soon submit a resolution plan to the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs. Now, shares of Lakshmi Vilas Bank also rose nearly 5% after Kotak Mahindra Bank entered the race to acquire a majority stake in the company. Raymond share prices touched a 52-week low, falling 6% today after the company's lifestyle business CEO decided to step down. Now, Sanjay Behal has decided to step down from his current role after serving for 7 years in the company. That is according to Raymond's press release. Now, Granules India share prices gained 5% after the company shareholders approved a buyback worth 250 crore rupees. Share prices of Tata Steel also ended about 7% lower after the company plans to cut 1250 jobs as it faces challenges and the circumstances also needing to urgently improve profitability as per the company's officials. Now, shares of Gail India also fell 10% after global brokerage house Credit Suisse downgraded its rating on the stock to underperform from outperform earlier, citing a sharp fall in the oil prices. Apart from this, we also have some technical view. Let's understand, Shitish, if you could help us understand, what is the candle and the chart pattern looking like right now on the index, and also which are the crucial levels to watch out for now?
Right. Well, in terms of technicals, actually, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the charts. In fact, it respected Monday's low of 10,294 levels, which is definitely a positive sign. Now, in case if Nifty manages to trade above 10,550 levels consistently in the next trading session, then eventually in the next couple of days, it can aim to test the bearish cap registered on 9th of March, that is around about 10,751 and 10,827. But on the other side, if Nifty breaches 10,295 levels, then it can head towards its critical support placed in the zone of 10,100 and 9,850. Now, what most experts suggest at this point in time is that traders can avoid directional bets, but investors are advised to nibble into selective stocks to build a long-term portfolio. Now, three levels to watch out for on Thursday would be 10,294 on the downside, 10,545, which is also the intraday high, and 10,800 levels.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dhanshitish, for sharing these important ideas with us. And with that, it's a wrap here on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening to this.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.